Hey everyone, it's John Hansen, and this is a Mesirow Monday podcast. You can listen to Your Money Matters Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. And on the first Monday of every month, we talk live with a great guest from Mesirow. And then three consecutive Mondays after that, we do these little mini podcasts. And Jennifer Gartenberg joins us now. Jennifer, thanks for hopping on our mini podcast episodes.
Of course. Thanks for having me back.
So I love this topic we're going to talk about today, 529s, basically because I just love the idea of people planning out, whether it's their retirement or their kids' future, having a plan and tackling it when it comes to paying college expenses. Because, Jennifer, I hear it's kind of expensive to send your kids to college. I don't know if you've heard that.
It is. It is. The education inflation rate is far in excess of normal inflation. It's gotten very, very expensive, whether your kids go to public or private universities.
So 529s exist in many states, but in Illinois, and I know there's like kind of differences between two programs, but essentially Illinois has one. And is that something you'd recommend as part of a plan for people to save for their kids' college?
Absolutely. So whether you live in Illinois or another state, Illinois 529s are the most effective way to save for college. So kind of what you were alluding to, all 529s are state sponsored. So if you live in Illinois, I would recommend you use the Illinois plan, though you don't have to, because there are some tax benefits we can talk about. But the biggest benefit of 529s is once the money is in the account, it grows tax free, similar to a Roth IRA, and the money that is used for education expenses, when the money's withdrawn, assuming it's used for college, that's tax-free. So it's a really effective way for your savings to compound and grow, especially if you start these accounts when the kids are young.
Right. So it's basically kind of like a Roth in that you don't see a declare on with your work, like taking it out pre-tax. This is post-tax dollars.
Exactly. There's no federal tax deduction the year you make the contribution. However, in Illinois, there is an Illinois state tax deduction, and our state tax is almost 5%. So you do get that 5% deduction on contributions up to $10,000 per person.
Oh, okay. And is there an income limit of, like, I know Roths, right? If you make a certain amount of money, you can't really participate in Roths. Is that the case for 529s?
That's what makes these so great, is there is no income limit. There's no age limit. Anyone can open a 529. Anyone can contribute to a 529. Parents can open a 529 and grandparents can still put money in the account. They're really, really flexible by design because the government wants to encourage people to save for college and make it as easy as possible.
Right. And I guess that's a good point there too, that other people can kind of contribute into a 529. I guess what I'm asking is the money in your name or do you assign it to a beneficiary right from the start?
That's a great question. So there's an owner of the account because often the beneficiary of the account is a minor, so they can't really control the account. So there's one owner, often a parent or grandparent, and then one beneficiary, the child who ultimately will go to college. If for some reason that child doesn't go to college, they have another 529 or they get a scholarship and you want to reassign the beneficiary to someone else, this is really, really easy to do. You can change that beneficiary to any family member, a sibling, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild. Or if you really want to make this money last, you can invest it even longer term and hope that the next generation uses it for qualified education expenses. So right. They're really, really flexible.
And I was reading that as part of the new omnibus bill that passed at the end of December, I believe some of it, if you don't use it, you can move it now into a Roth IRA.
Yes. So that's a new benefit of 529s. There's a lot of nuance to that. And you have to have a lot of the money has to be in the account for a certain number of times. There's limits on how much you can roll over. But yes, you can do that in certain circumstances, which is a really nice improvement of these plans.
Yeah, I think it just gives people that peace of mind. Most likely, if you have kids, you're going to use these for some sort of educational expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. So many things. I'll say in my experience, everybody asks questions about what to do if there's too much money in the account. But in practice, I've yet to find a client that has had extra money in the 529 at the end of 4 years of college. But you
Yeah.
never know, it's still possible.
Right. And I do love that grandparents, and we have a lot of grandparents that listen to our programs who want to know how they can help. Boy, you can open a grandparent can open one up too, right?
Yep, absolutely. A child can have many 529s, or they can have one 529 that many people contribute to. And, I have people that contribute $100 a year or that contribute $10,000, $20,000 per year. So it really all adds up. And just like any kind of investment, the more time the money is in the account, it can grow and compound. So if you can start these when the child is just born or still very young, it has a long time until they're 18 to really grow and take advantage of, different market cycles.
All right, Jennifer Gartenberg with the basic rundown of 529s. You can find more at Mesiro.com. You can give them a call 1-877-MESIRO, MESIROW, and I know they'll be able to walk you through it. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
Of course. Thanks so much, John.
And we'll drop another pod on you next week.